There's this myth that to be an artist, you must struggle. I'm here to tell you that that's not true. This is a podcast for people who are looking to realign with their inspiration and intuition. We chat with industry professionals about everything from their spiritual experiences to the everyday practices that help them stay energetically and mentally in tune. My name is Madeline Corliss. I'm the creator of The Energy Studio. Welcome to The Energy Studio Podcast. Hey, my name is Madeline Corliss. I am the creator and founder of The Energy Studio. The Energy Studio focuses on mental and energetic wellness for creative professionals. I am a shamanic energy healer as well as a life coach, and I am also a performer in New York City. So I understand the life of the creative in just a slightly different way than I think most do. In addition to doing one-on-one sessions with my clients, I also offer this 9-week course called Unblock Your Creative Career. And this has become, I guess you could say, the flagship of the Energy Studio. Unblock Your Creative Career is a 9-week course that takes a holistic approach. So we're not just working on your branding package, we're working on everything, mind, body, soul, energetic level. It really is just this bundle of everything. We use energy healing, we use psychology, we use life coaching, we use industry knowledge. All of it comes together to create this course. I really believe that at a certain point, it's not about talent. If it were about talent, I know so many people who would be working right now. It is about other things happening in your life, other blocks that are keeping you from that success that you want. So we address all of that in the course, and we approach career success from the inside out, as opposed to who's gonna give me a job. It is just so freaking awesome to see the changes that have happened for my clients taking this course. And I could talk to you about it for days. I could talk to you about the ins and outs of it. Instead, I want to share my clients' stories with you. So I talked to a few of my clients about what their experience was, so you can hear it firsthand. I did not prompt them. I mean, I asked them questions, but I did not tell them what to say. I did not pay them. This was just out of the wonderfulness of their own heart. So give it a listen and see what all of this is about.
Hello, my name is Melody Rodriguez. I am a singer, actress, writer, and maker of all things.
Yes, you are. So this is just a quick check-in. It has been, I think it's been like 6 months since unblocking ended. And so talk to me a little bit about where you were at the beginning of unblocking, why you signed up for the course, what was happening in your life.
So truthfully, I was definitely blocked, you know, just to get to cut to the chase, honestly. So I felt very stagnant in my career. I felt uninspired. That was a really big theme for me, even in the lockdowns and stuff, just feeling uninspired. There was also a period where I was vocally literally blocked and I couldn't sing in certain parts of my register. And I thought it was a medical thing and there was nothing there medically. It was literally all energetic, psychological stuff going on. With the unblocking course really gave me the tools to, face a lot of shadows of things that, you know, I was avoiding from being hyperactive because most of the pandemic, pre-pandemic, I was overworking myself and I was doing so honestly, like, with the sort of like shell of like, I'm in hustle mode, but like really was because I didn't want to look at all the cruddy things that were happening below the surface. I took on blocking and honestly, the floodgates opened. It's so banana sandwich because I started working for a new company, entertainment company. And I started becoming, so one project is like, I became a collaborator on. I started off as just being a performer, then I became a collaborator. So like just being very busy this summer and then everything else with band music. I work in a band with Hank Lane Music, but now what's happening, which honestly only happened like one time in my over 10 years of working with them. Now I'm getting other random bands contacting me like, can you swing in for this singer? Can you swing in for that singer? And I'm like, hello. And also it's like, okay, why is everything happening so smoothly? I don't know. Right now I'm going through like I think this chapter, I'm calling it like my rainbow phase, where there's a lot of beauty. There's a lot of honestly abundance. And like, it feels like endless supply. Like you are supplied for, you are being taken care of. Finally, this is the fluffy chapter for you. And that's been such a relief, honestly, to say nothing of like all the fluffiness that's also happening on a personal level and just feeling calmer. Also feeling like I approach certain situations just differently, even the auditioning experience, like not feeling so judgmental of myself, being like, okay, you know, I truly am not in control of how people perceive me, but you know what? I am coming in. If it's in alignment with you, it's going to happen. If not, that's cool too, because it's not in alignment and it's like really that simple. So now that's the long story short. We'll see what happens going forward. Right now, everything has been prosperous for me, honestly, and very bright. So that's good.
I love all of that. That's so exciting. What do you feel like you gained by taking the course?
I gained confidence and I gained a lot of peace, honestly. Mm-hmm. I think I've always loved singing and I've always loved being part of the arts, but I think it was always attached with this kind of weird anxiety. I don't know why. It just felt very wiry and staticky. And now I feel like there's a sort of calmness, like, okay, like I'm sharing my gift with people, not like I'm sharing my gift with people. Are they going to like it? Like what's going to happen? You know, that's kind of like that kind of vibe. I hope that makes sense. I don't know.
Makes total sense. Looking back at like the big picture, what is different in your life now from before and now after the course and months after the course?
Honestly, peace. There is a peace. And I don't know, like, there's just this mindset of like, you know what? What's going to be is going to be. I'm going to do the work. I'm going to, you know, do the preparation. And I've also been like telling other people, like when I'm starting to catch myself, maybe almost wanting to get into that negative Nancy sort of mindset, I'm like, okay, wait one second. Like really take a second and remember like where you were last year. I was really in a not great place on many facets and many levels. I feel like now I just see things from above, like this bird's eye view that it's like, okay, you know, I'm seeing things calmer, like more calmly, and just being open to receive and just that kind of mindset. And I feel like it's really been working, honestly, just because of the abundance of work that's just been coming in and projects that I feel proud to be a part of too. Because it's not so much of being busy, but it's also like being busy but doing something that you want to do and like things that you believe in doing. Even with the Mi Gente thing, you know, it's a Latin tribute show and that's something I always wanted to do, you know, provide visibility for these kinds of artists that are usually marginalized or set aside. And now like I'm helping create something like that's so cool. I'm very grateful for the journeys and the workbook and like all these things, they really helped me tremendously. And, you know, I try to tell as many people as possible about it too, because I do have people being like, Melanie, like you're actually the other day, someone's like, I've never thought somebody would say this, but like, Melanie, can you tell me your skincare routine? And I was like, they're like, yeah, you just look like so bright. You know, like there's something in your skin. I'm like, honestly, like, I do put SPF. Sometimes I use Pons, but I think it's just because I'm happier. Like my skincare routine is I've been healing my inner child. And like, and I think that's what's just showing outside. So
yeah, I totally agree. And I love what you said about the Latin tribute stuff, because I remember so clearly in the course when we were going through what's your like main aligning principle that you're working with, I remember you so clearly saying, I want to be a role model for people who are like me. And you're doing that in such a clear aligned way. It's so exciting to see. So
yeah. Exciting. Now I'm like looking at like the casting experience in a different way, or even my setting up my website, which I was like so freaked out about even doing. And during Unblocking, I finally put it out there, because I was like delaying that for like 5 billion years of putting a website together.
My final question is, Is there anything else that you would like to share with somebody if they are either just learning about unblocking or on the fence about taking the course? Is there anything that you would like to share or that you wish somebody had told you or whatever it is?
I would say don't let fear get the best of you. And if it's a financial thing, I get that because, I mean, finances for me during, honestly, like a lot of this time, even during the pandemic, very tight like everybody else. But I really truly feel if it's right for you that everything is going to align to help you gain those tools. You know, just let go of fear and just be open to receive and take it as almost like your sign that this is your time to act, which is that's how I felt too. Because I felt like it came at the exact time that it was supposed to in my career. So
I love that you mentioned that too, because I think I've actually been talking a lot about this in the last 24 hours about finances and investing in yourself. And I remember investing in a course for myself this past year and feeling very overwhelmed about paying for it. And that course has changed my life in ways that has brought that money back to me tenfold. And like, even when things aren't directly about finances, I think when you do that energetic work, things that you need come to you. Like when things are in alignment, the universe provides what you need.
Also, by the way, speaking of which, I totally forgot to mention this. For the first time in my life, and I'm going to admit it, in my 30 plus years, that I have a savings account. That was not a thing. And I was like, okay, I'm going to make, because that was one of my goals for this year. I'm like, I don't know how the hell I'm going to do it, but I would love to have, I wrote in my sort of vision board, I would like to have a comfy savings account by the end of the year. And now, honestly, I'm well on the way for that, you know, a few permanent dollars in my savings account where I'm like, okay, like that's cool to put those little monies away for a rainy day. Like I haven't been there. Like I was also living like paycheck to paycheck mindset. Like a scarcity mindset, and like even the like post pandemic law and stuff where money is like weird, somehow it's just been there. I don't know how. Maybe it's just like, okay, you're ready, here you go, girl. And now like, okay, here's your savings account that we talked about, and you know, mm-hmm. here's a little bit of money extra for your like manicure or whatever, and like we're good, like enjoy, you know. That's how I feel.
Yeah. And it's, I also just want to like reiterate for your own system that you are doing that through work that is fulfilling instead of work that is draining. And that's mm-hmm. like what a huge thing to have in your life. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, and also final little thing I'll say with like the folks asking me to swing in bands that I've never literally worked for within Hank Lane, they didn't say, okay, this is what we're paying you. They were like, and what is your rate? Which I've never, honestly, never been there before. Usually I would have people being like, okay, this is what it's, the gig is, the pay is this. Someone literally said for October 2nd, oh, swinging in, what's your rate? And I was like, did I say that? And I put send. And they were like, okay, sounds great. I'm like, yeah.
Bring in what you deserve.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
Like that goes right back to the standing in your worth. And like, it might feel a little bit anxiety inducing at first, but like, God, once you feel confident enough in yourself and like grounded enough in yourself to show up and express your worth, other people see it.
If you are interested in more information about Unblock Your Creative Career, or you listen to that and you're like, wow, I relate to a lot of what they were saying, go check out on my website, www.the-energy-studio.com. There is a little link that says work with me. Click Unblock Your Creative Career, and there's a lot more information about the course there and next steps to register for the course. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Energy Studio podcast. If you're interested in other course offerings or some free downloads, check out our free online community. There's a link in the show notes to join. And last but certainly not least, if you enjoyed the music at the beginning of this episode, check out the album Shadow People by our dear friends over at the Heartstrings Project. It was released back in December of 2020, and Deepak Chopra has already named it one of the top new albums of the year. That's all for now. We'll talk soon.